Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will only pay for your textbooks. Your tuition is free. Do you want to know the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted you joined us today as we face the issues. We're talking about what I believe to be a fundamental, foundational, very, very needful understanding of cultural lawlessness. Let me do a hypothetical. What if across America today, everyone would decide we don't have to obey that stop sign? We can just speed, go where we want to go. If everybody in America today were to determine, well, I don't care what the law says about what I can and can't do, I'm simply going to do what I want to do. That's what we see, the microcosm of that. We find in Minneapolis today. We find it in the state of Minnesota today. And one of the major things that I want us to understand, I believe the only reason Governor Walz is making a big to-do of rejecting the ICE agents in Minnesota to pick up the illegal invaders, the major reason he's standing and wanting the people then to become the shield for him as he's standing is because, in my most humble opinion, and it's my opinion based on all that I've researched, Governor Walz, the Attorney General Keith Ellison, and his Lieutenant Governor, and the mayor of Minneapolis, and I think a whole handful of the other state leaders are involved up to their ears in the billions of dollars of fraud going through the Somalian hands back into Somalia. I've got document after document after document of that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that's what is taking place, and it is eroding the culture in our nation. And when you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm calling cultural lawlessness is literally nothing more, nothing less than cultural Marxism. You say, what is Marxism? About 10 major points, and I boiled it down through the years to 3 points. Basically, it is to divide America by race, ethnically. It is to destroy the nuclear family. And thirdly, to dethrone God. We see those 3 things, 3 major prongs of Marxism, taking place simultaneously at this very moment. Those that are in position, those that are taking, those that are carrying out the lawlessness in the state of Minnesota and other states across America that are the blue states, the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic cities and states. It is the mindset, and I've used the term, that it's anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-America, anti-Constitution, anti-culture that's roving in these cities by the bands. And the mindset is that we just simply don't have to obey the law. We're going to uproot it. And by the way, and I'm glad that Pam Bondi's office, the DOJ, is presently investigating the source of the funding for these people that are out by the thousands in the streets in Minneapolis and other parts of Minnesota, and across the nation where this is taking place. Where are the funds coming from? How are the people being paid? Why is it that most all of the organizational people on the street, most of them are women today? Why is that so? What's taking place with that? Why are they the ones that are out carrying out the, quote, battle? I believe there's some root causes, and I believe the major thing goes back to George Soros and the George Soros funding that's funding the cause to overthrow the United States of America. It is an attempt to destroy our nation. But one of the things that I believe is more fundamental than that, that's the reality of it. One of the things that's more fundamental to that is the source, the ultimate source, and that's a demonic source. And I believe that dwells majorly out of Tim Walz's office in Minnesota. Now you might say, why do you say that? Let me read to you a brief article. I'm speechless, this article says. Satan worshipers thank Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for allowing them to spread Satanism in Minnesota. Let me read that again. I'm speechless. Satan worshipers thank Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for allowing them to spread Satanism in Minnesota. Dated January 26th. It reads briefly this. There's a plaque in Minnesota State House in which the Democratic Coalition of Satan worshipers thank Governor Tim Walz, a far-left Democrat, for allowing the spread of Satanism in his state. A video of Minnesota State Representative, a Republican, details the monument that has been placed in the government building. She explains this. I'm on the ground floor, and I notice there's a new display here, end quote. She added, let me read it to you. This is what the plaque says from the Satanist in Minnesota, written to Tim Walz, now posted in the rotunda of the State House. She reads it this way. Let me read it to you. The Democrat Coalition of State Worshippers thank Governor Tim Walz for not standing in the way of our spreading Satanism in the state capitol building. Satan has a special place for you, end quote. A special place for Tim Walz is what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen. It says, let me be the first, I guess, to congratulate Governor Tim Walz for this very special award that has come from Satan worshipers in Minnesota. Quote, she says in closing, you can't make this stuff up. I'm speechless, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps that gives us a better handle on what's happening in Minnesota. Perhaps you've wondered, how is it that people can be so dumb, so stupid, so loose, lax and lost, that they go out in droves risking being hurt, harmed, or killed in riots to overthrow a city or a state or our Constitution? Why would it be? Why is it that perhaps you've asked the question, why would people do that? Why can't they see the truth? It's because of demonic blindness that I believe is taking place. Why else would you have people that are going to make a determination, I'm just not going to obey the law? Ladies and gentlemen, according to Romans chapter 13, God created civil government. We call it politics today. God created civil government. And the purpose for civil government, according to God's word, is that the civil government would be slaves, servants to God, to carry out God's will, God's law, God's word in a city, state, or a nation. And it's totally reversed today. Let me just read you a few words. Romans, the 13th chapter. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained, the powers, plural, that be are ordained of God. Listen to this. Verse 2 is very, very important. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you can get it any clearer than what the Bible says in relationship to that. Minneapolis, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is in a position there in the very bullseye of what's happening nationally. And it's born out of a demonic source, a satanic worship, demonic source, and wrote in the State House praising, State House in Minnesota praising Governor Walz for a place being prepared for him. That's not funny from the standpoint of where he's going, but it's funny from the standpoint that it'd be so blazingly in a fashion that we see from that article displayed. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor, like governors like Tim Walz and the mayor like Little Fry in Minneapolis, are encouraging the citizens to stand up in insurrection. And standing up in insurrection is encouraging them to go against the Word of God, based on Romans 13, going against the Word of God. Let me read that second verse again. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, that's the power talking about the law of God, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. That's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end result. And I want us to understand God's still in charge. God's still on the throne. God's still over all. I'm looking at an article. It says, ICE removals. This is not fascism, authoritarianism. It's just following the law of the land. Biden ignored the law in violation of Article 2, his duty, and allowed millions of illegals to flood into America. Reversing that era, restoring order, just seems untenable to some. This is another article by one of our sons, Greg. He says, you can still love the stranger, Deuteronomy 10:19. You can still love your neighbor, Matthew 22:39, without embracing lawlessness. There are millions of immigrants that have legally come here into America, but they did so obeying the law. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear in Romans 13. The purpose for the law, the Bible says in that third and fourth verse, for rulers are not a terror to the good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he, that is called about government, is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God and revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Simply put, God created civil government to prosecute evil and protect good. And we find that being reversed today when it comes to what is taking place in places like L.A., places like Seattle, Washington, places like New York, places like that which we see taking place in Minneapolis and Minnesota in particular the state. We find that taking place on a proliferating basis, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm thankful to see some attempt taking place today. For example, out of the Department of Justice with Pam Bondi, 3, 4, 5 people have already been arrested out of the 20-some-odd that invaded the church in St. Paul, Minnesota. That church was invaded. The people were threatened. And I want you to understand, we talked about it several days ago, that we have, how would you say, laws on the books in each state that prevent that. We have federal laws and state laws. In the state of Florida, if that were to take place, your castle doctrine law stand to defend your rights and your life apply in that same area. There's some states that say, well, wait until the thugs shoot first and then you shoot back. No, that's not the appropriate approach to take. What are you going to do, wait until a half a dozen people get shot and killed before you respond? Churches need to be on notice that we need to be and need to have protection set in place to prevent the thugs from coming on the campus, much less coming in the door. Looking at headline, U.S. Justice Department subpoenas Minnesota Democrats accused of impeding ICE efforts. The Justice Department subpoenaed several top officials in Minnesota on Tuesday as part of its investigation into whether Minneapolis officials have conspired to impede federal immigration efforts there. A copy of the subpoena to the office of Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fryer requests guidance and policies related to immigration enforcement in Minnesota since last year. It requests communication regarding those policies with other state agencies, as well as documents related to hindering, doxing, identifying, or surveilling immigration officers. The Office of the Minnesota Governor, Tim Walz, the State Attorney General, Keith Ellison, the Hennepin County Attorney, Mary Mortimer, and St. Paul's Mayor, all Democrats have received subpoenas. Mayor Fry said in a statement in Minneapolis, "We won't be afraid. We know the difference between right and wrong. And as mayor, I'll continue to do the job I was elected to do, keeping our community safe." That's almost a joke. "And standing up for our values," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make with reading that article is the fact that we see some movement now that I believe has gotten the attention of Mayor Fry and Governor Walz and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General. Keith Ellison, by the way, according to some whistleblowers of today, Keith Ellison, for the past 10 to 12 years since he was in the U.S. Senate, Keith Ellison, according to the research that I've done and the articles that I have printed in relationship to that, Keith Ellison has, for the past 10 to 12 years, been helping to orchestrate and to carry out mega billions of dollars in U.S. currency going in cash in suitcases back to Somalia. Now, that's a big, big, big potential problem, and I believe that we need to recognize that. I believe we need to understand that that is major on the horizon with what is taking place in relationship to the rationale and the reasoning behind what is taking place in Minnesota. I believe it's to cover up what's been taking place for these years. I'm looking at a headline. Was the Minnesota AG, that's Keith Ellison, was the Minnesota AG's entire career a long con to funnel money to Somalia? Sarah Gonzalez exposes Ellison's long legislative legacy in Congress was an effort to funnel U.S. currency to Somalia. She is sounding the alarm on Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, claiming his political career has been a decade-long scheme of facilitating financial transfers to Somalia. It, quote, "It feels a whole lot like Keith Ellison may have been pulling off a long con job. I mean decades long, just to facilitate Somalian fraud. Like, I mean, this has been his goal for a long, long time," Gonzalez says, pointing out that before he was Attorney General, he served in Congress from 2007 to 2019. The article further says, "It turns out there's only one single solitary bill that he sponsored that ended up becoming law. Just one. Here it is. The bill is titled Money Remittances Improvement Act of 2014. The Money Improvement Act was designed to simply make it easier to transfer U.S. currency to Somalia. Makes it easier, this article says, for non-bank financial institutions like money service businesses to provide remittance payments internationally, which, of course, you know, is sending American money to foreigners across the world," according to Gonzalez's whistleblowing statement. Quote, "It's actually so incredible that all this was out there. All the breadcrumbs were there this entire time. This has actually been an operation for a long, long time for Keith Ellison," end quote. Ellison has also publicly claimed that sending money to Somalia is mutually beneficial for U.S. taxpayers, end quote. And it goes on then to challenge that statement because there's no good end to sending out billions of dollars of cash money to another nation. Here's an article that validates what that whistleblower is saying. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about cultural lawlessness. Here's a good example of the lawlessness carried out by the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota. My opinion is that Governor Walz, Tim Walz, the Attorney General, and Small Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, are all together, and they're going to be in the frying pan when the fish fry takes place, based on the subpoenas that's been issued. And I believe those subpoenas have gotten the attention of those leaders that now Trump says he's had a good telephone conversation with them. You watch. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos says in the little book of Amos. But I believe that we're going to witness in the next 30 days or less major withdrawal of the arrogance and the attitude that you can't make me do anything that's coming out of Minnesota with Tim Walz. Tim Walz sees the handwriting on the wall. He recognizes his days are numbered. He's already said he's not running again for governor. And I believe that we'll find in the next few days or next couple of months, Tim Walz will probably resign as governor in the state of Minnesota. Because he, in my opinion, will be in the frying pan when the big fish fry takes place in relationship to the fraud of hundreds of billions of dollars. And here's why I believe that. Article reads, absolutely blew my mind. Watch the TSA agent spill the beans on Somali men flying potentially billions of U.S. dollars in carry-on luggage bags. As alarms continue to blare concerning massive fraud in Minnesota's Somalia community, some federal TSA agents are now revealing details of how Somalia men have been flying potentially billions of dollars out of the U.S. inside their own carry-on baggage on the planes with no one attempting to stop them. Former TSA agent who worked with Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport from 2016 to 21 recently spoke to Alpha News, and as Colin noted, the practice sounds like something out of a spy movie. People going through security and getting on planes with suitcases filled with billions of U.S. dollars in cash. She replied, quote, I've seen a lot of things, but the most shocking is exactly that. I saw suitcases filled with millions of dollars in cash, and the couriers were always Somali men traveling in pairs, and they got through the security checkpoint. It was really, absolutely blew my mind the first time you open up a suitcase and see millions of dollars in cash. And it goes on to talk about what is happening. The article, next article says, has the U.S. federal government been complicit in funding money to Islamic terrorists by allowing such bulk cash smuggling to take place? And it goes on to talk about Somali men flying out of an airport in Minnesota, out of Minneapolis in particular, with millions and millions and millions, and one writer said billions of dollars of U.S. currency going into Somalia, and most of it to support ISIS, ladies and gentlemen, to support ISIS. Today, ladies and gentlemen, across America, we're seeing this as a signal from others, from those coming out of Minnesota. It's a signal to other cities. It's a signal to other states that are socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat Party, blue states and blue cities. It's a signal that says you don't need to obey the government. It's a signal that says civil government, God's servants, are there to punish the bad and protect the good, need not be adhered to, you need not worry about it. That makes America a lawless nation, ladies and gentlemen. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Do you have any questions about, are you in compliance with this? Are you thinking that somehow, some way, this is all fictitious, it's mythology? Or do you believe it's really happening in America? I believe it's really happening in America. I believe that we're witnessing the undermining with the attempt to erode and destroy the foundation of our nation. And the scripture says it in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the Christian do? Let me quote that again. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the Christians do? Ladies and gentlemen, if our foundations, the fundamentals of a constitutional republic called our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, if that is destroyed, we have no Bill of Rights. If we have no Bill of Rights, we have no religious liberties, no religious freedom. We do not have the freedom of speech. We would cease as churches. We would cease at being able to abound as Christians in America. We would cease to have the religious liberties and the freedom to speak out, to stand up, speak the truth, and have that freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about it. I pray that you are. I'm concerned about it, and I pray that we recognize it. I'm looking at an article that shows further how this erosion is taking place across America. Terroristic threats, colon. Librarian arrested for allegedly recruiting killers to assassinate President Trump. A West Virginia librarian is behind bars today for seeking to recruit assassins to pursue and assassinate President Donald J. Trump. Jackson County Sheriff R.H. Millinger announced Sunday evening on Facebook following a detailed evening investigation by deputies in the Jackson County Bureau of Investigators. Morgan L. Morrow, age 39, of Ripley, West Virginia, has been detained, arrested, and transported to jail following a social media recruitment of individuals to, quote, pursue and assassinate President Trump. She is charged with one count of terroristic threats. She has been employed by the Jackson County Public Library, is currently held in the South Central Regional Jail with no bail set. Ladies and gentlemen, you see what I'm saying? When we see the undermining, when we see the rot, when we see the decay, when we see the lawlessness, when we see the thumbing the nose in the face of civil government in one state, one city, or more, it starts to erode and spread like cancer across our nation. If, may I just do a little parenthetical young blood footnote? If this is not this, referring to what's happening in Minnesota, if it is not stopped immediately, what is happening in Washington State and Oregon, if we do not see it stopped immediately, we're going to witness something that I believe will be an impossibility to stop: the erosion, the undermining, and the destruction of our great nation. I think that we need to recognize it and understand what is happening and to pray and ask God to intervene. I believe the answer to what we're faced with, ladies and gentlemen, if my people, which you call by my voice, listen, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 4, if my people, which you call by my voice, my people, and in that case, it was talking about Solomon's prayer, he'd finished the temple, it was the dedicatory prayer, my people, referring to the Jewish people in application today, if my people, the Christians, will pray and seek my face and confess their sins, turn from their wicked ways, the scripture says, then I will heal their land. Our nation needs healing more than ever in the history of our nation, in my most humble opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop being silent. We need to listen as Christians, as churches, as conservatives. We must not sit in silence. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, recognize that we're at the very point of risking the loss of a Bill of Rights in America. And freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the opportunity to witness and share the gospel will be gone if we do not stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen now. So we need to pray. Ask God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1